Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Grace Niche Journey. I am your host, Grace, and I am so excited you're able to tune into episode 2. Just to let you know, the purpose of this podcast is to unpack things that I am unlearning and learning through being a daughter of Christ and through life experiences. Let's get right into it. So today I want to talk about community. I want to talk about the benefits about being in community, also having discernment about being in the right community, and also talk about the challenges of building relationships in godly community. As you guys know, you are building your relationship with God, you eventually will need to be around other people, because the journey walking with God is not easy. You need your other sisters and brothers in Christ to be with you in the journey. And that's the purpose of community. Community is unity. What's so beautiful about community is that when you're down, someone else is able to lift you up. When you can't see, people are able to see. There's accountability. There is people that are there to help you, and you are there to serve other people. You get to pour onto one another, iron sharpens iron, just the fellowship. And then you also experience that you are not alone. Usually what the enemy does, he wants you to be isolated. He wants you to feel like you're the only one that's experiencing certain things, and it's not true. It's power in our testimonies. That's why some of us go through certain things, just so that we're able to testify the goodness of what God has done in our lives. And being able to be in community, to share the things, and is centered in God, it's so beautiful. We get to support one another when God calls us to do something or rises up. You're able to honor people. You're able to course correct people, and in the form of rebuke, you know, you get to pray for people. What I love about it is centered in Christ. I'm talking about godly community. It's centered in Christ. That's what's so beautiful about community. But also what I've learned in community is that usually, because we're not perfect, because there is so many different people and different backgrounds and upbringing, it can be very challenging. And what I mean by that is that as you're doing life and doing relationship with God and like doing the things that he's doing and serving and doing all those things that's required of you, you're going to transform to who God called you to be within time. It's not an overnight process. It literally is within time. You would transform into who God calls you to be as you continue to step in into the calling, as you continue to show up. And sometimes it could be very challenging through your transformation, especially when people don't understand what God is internally doing or where you came from. And if I'm being honest, sometimes in godly community, depending who you're doing life with, sometimes people are not in the space to really understand. I also noticed that we're all broken people. Some of us, it's like a hospital. Like the church is like a hospital. Some of us, we receive the treatment. Some of us don't receive the treatment. Some of us just there, just to be there. And when I say like it could be challenging in the sense of as you start getting closer and closer and having a relationship with people, you get to know them. And when you get to know them, you get to see things that other people are not privy to, their flaws, their imperfection. And Sometimes it could be annoying. Sometimes we get into a space of complaining about everything that's wrong with them because it's been exposed. But I also know that sometimes what happens in community is we pick up what society shows us how we're supposed to conduct with people, but God shows us how we're supposed to show up for our friends and community at all times. And something that I'm learning is that how you conduct yourself and how your relationship with God will reflect on how you conduct yourself with people in community. No matter how much you're transforming, no matter how much like things are happening, because of the conviction and because you're sensitive and you understand how God feels about his children, how God feels of how people treat others, like God is a God of standard. And I'm learning that I can't use how society treats you, like going tick for tack, being petty, like, oh, you say this, I'm finna get you next time, holding records of wrongs. No. God shows me that I have to do everything with my brother and sister in Christ out of love, but also have a discernment. Some people we're not supposed to be close to like that. And some people they are supposed to be in your inner circle as you do in community. And I'm sharing all of this because sometimes we get caught up in the space of like, we get so caught up in the space of the hype of community. Oh, I click with this person because we have something in common or we experience something in common. That is great. But as time goes by, you need to learn the person. You need to spend time with the person to know how they are. But also know, like, also be in a space where Holy Spirit leads you as well. Like, Holy Spirit, what is this? What's the purpose with this relationship? You know, and I learned that we have to learn how to have grace for people. We have to learn how to quickly forgive others. We have to learn, like, do we have the capacity to deal with the person this close? Some of us, we can't. And because we don't, and then too, learning how to regulate that you can't and being crystal clear where you stand with that person. If you don't want them in your inner circle, let the person know. Sometimes we leave them in a standstill and like looking crazy. But community is great, but community can also be challenging when you're building over time. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful for people to see your transformation. It's beautiful to see people are rocking with you. But the challenges also come is when you're not perfect, when you don't choose your you don't pick up your cross today. Today is I want to be petty Betty. Today I'm throwing all shots and shades. And that is not of God. Literally, that is not of God. And I think that, and we try to justify through a hiding of, oh, it's a joke. No, this was something that was already festering in your heart. And it came out because that's what you really meant. And I think that, one, I'm learning, what I'm unlearning is that I don't have to do tick for tack. Two, I'm learning that, you know, God sets the standards of how we conduct ourselves, but it's not just the saying, but actually doing, actually practicing. And then too, even when you do come across people like that, you'll learn how to conduct yourself. Like God shows you how to conduct yourself with people like that as well. But I'm also learning that even when it does get hard in the relationship, that doesn't mean for you to quit. That doesn't mean to throw away the towel. Some relationships, you do need to throw the towels. The signs were there from the beginning. But because we want to be naive or because we put God on a back burner and we never test the spirits that's dwelling in them, we get into deeper holes. But in community, what I'm talking about with relationship with people, as you start to get deeper relationship and getting to know them, some friendships are not supposed to be thrown, the towel is not supposed to be thrown away. And some friendships, some of us were connected with the wrong people because of transactional. I know that this person has this, and because this person has this, I'm gonna keep them around. And 9 out of 10, we become compromised. But I will say that I'm learning that my relationship with people don't have to be transactional. That's how society works in. You only could sit at my table because I need to know what you got, what you have, what this and that. Because, baby, guess what? If I don't have anything, are you still going to rock with me? And 9 out of 10 people don't want to rock with you, for real. Do you have the grace to understand where I'm going and where my season is? But usually, community starts with you in your relationship with God, and it will overflow with the people you do life with. You will be able to navigate and discern who to be with closer, who is just a high and by. And we're all called to pray for people. We're all called to serve for people. But we also have to be vigilant and have our boundaries. But that is not a reason. Because one person hurt you, that is not a reason for you to isolate yourself. Address it. And sometimes it's clear communication. The miscommunication will cause unnecessary drama, will cause premature aborted relationship for no reason. Something that could have been crystal clear, something that could have been handled appropriately. In life, with human beings that are not perfect, you may be mature, someone else will never be mature, if we're being honest. And you need to know, like, when to walk away from something and when to, you have to persevere in certain things. No one on this earth is perfect. You're not perfect. Just like you would want people to have grace for you, have grace for them as well. But discern where people will be in your life. Position them properly. When you position them properly, when you're not yapping your mouth all the time and you're actually listening and you're paying attention, people snitch on themselves all the time. It's not what they say, it's what they do. People naturally snitch on themselves all the time. And I hope this encouraged you to stay in community because we need community. But it also to be mindful how you're conducting yourself in community, even when it is getting hard, even when it's good, whatever season it looks like, do not exclude yourself because it gets messy or it's because of one person you don't like, whoop, whoop, and a third. So I hope this episode helps someone. This is my personal experiences, things that I'm learning and unlearning. You may not agree to it, but this could help someone else that probably isolate themselves because they wanted to be in community, but they have been hurt, or because they're not perfect or they feel like they don't have anything to bring to the table may inspire them to try again community. Because community, there is unity. And also, too, there is divine connections all the time in godly community. You don't know who you will meet when you show up. So I pray that this inspires you to show up in your community. This inspires you that you don't have to be perfect. This inspires you to try again. And if you are in a stuck situation with people you're in a relationship with, like doing life with, and it's ugly, like call on to God, listen to what God is saying to you, and also be willing to obey. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful to do life with people. And God did not call us to do life alone. So I hope this episode really encourages you. And see you later. Bye.